light. Good? Okay, thank you so much again. So the Supreme Court races have obviously become increasingly political over the last few years. What do you expect the environment for yours to be next year?
I think with Judge Crawford's win, we're going to see a continued politicization of the judiciary. And unfortunately, over the last couple of terms, my four liberal colleagues have ruled uniformly with the Democratic Party, which is why you saw all this money come in. So I think, unfortunately, we're going to see more of the same. And it's a very sad day for the judiciary in the state of Wisconsin, but also it's really an embarrassment nationally, because this is not what judges are supposed to do. We're supposed to decide cases under the law, regardless of who the parties are or whether we like the outcome or not. And that's not what my colleagues are doing. So unfortunately, I think we're going to continue to see money pouring into these races with a political agenda on the left that they have simply been unsuccessful advancing in the state of Wisconsin with the voters through the political process, which is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so this race broke many, many records for fundraising. Do you think you're going to have to break records next year?
I'm not sure. It's hard for me to project what it's going to be like. It's just holding on to a seat where I have not voted uniformly for either political party, but have called them as I see them under the law. So I'm not sure that this race is going to, my race would garner as much interest with the political players, because it's not for, as people have said, control of the court.
Yeah, I'll do one more follow-up. Because there is not control of the court up in this one, do you think it'll be any more relaxed maybe than this race or the previous 2023's race was?
I'm not sure about that. The amount of money that's coming in, I mean, most of Judge Crawford's fundraising dollars, as I understand it, way more than half came from out of state, largely from California, tech industry billionaires, and we'll see what happens with that. Again, I'm not sure they're going to be as interested in my race as they were in this one.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, let's get the hell out.